同学。
Sorry， 忘了打开了。好，我们一起来读一段圣经，是罗马书八章十二到十七节。
We'll read a scripture, a Romans chapter 8, verse 12 to 17.
好，我们一起来读。弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心。因此我们呼叫阿巴父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。好，谢谢。圣经就读到这里，我们再一起有一点祷告。
Word of prayer。
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you。
你救我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到你爱子的国里。
You delivered us from the power of the darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of your beloved Son.
我们在爱子里，我们得蒙救赎，过犯得蒙赦免。
We have the redemption of the and the forgiveness of sins in the beloved Son.
并且你救赎的工作不是到十字架为止，你要救我们就救我们到底。
Your work of salvation did not stop at the cross. You will save us to the end.
你在我们身上的工作乃是一生之久。好叫我们与你神儿子的名分能够相称。
Your work of salvation on us lasts for our lifetime, so that we may be worthy of the name of the Son of God.
愿早间你再来向你的儿女们说话。
This morning, may you speak to your children.
愿你的儿女们能够活出神儿子在地上当有的样式。
So we may all live out the pattern of the Son of God on earth.
叫你的名得到称赞。
So that your name may be praised.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
今天假如有一个人他自称是律师，他来找你对你说。
If there is a self-identified attorney comes to you and says.
他说某某某啊，祝贺你。经我们详细的考察，你是某大户人家的后代。
And he says to you, congratulations. Through our scrutiny, you are an heir of a wealthy family.
你有丰盛的产业要继承，你现在就是需要跟我们走。
You have an abundant inheritance to inherit, so you just need to follow us.
你会相信他起来兴高采烈地跟他走吗？
Will you believe him and follow him joyfully?
我相信你会呵呵一笑然后请他走人，甚至可能有姊妹会打电话报警。
I believe you will laugh it off or even call the police.
因为在这个荒谬的时代，形形色色的诈骗实在是太多了。
Because in this absurd generation, there are too many various frauds.
这个人若他不能够清楚地讲清楚，你怎么就成了大户人家的后代？然后你要继承的产业是什么样的产业？那无疑是骗局。
If this person cannot articulate what kind of a heir you are and what kind of inheritance you're going to inherit, no doubt this is going to be a fraud.
但是我们要仔细来思想。
But if we think carefully,
今天我们向世人传福音。我们告诉世人，人是可以成为神的儿女，可以得着神所要赐给人的丰盛的产业。
We preach the gospel to the world, and we tell them man can become children of God, can inherit the abundant inheritance from God.
可是，在这个人人专顾自己的时代，人是不会相信有不求回报的爱的。
But in this self-centered generation, man does not believe unconditional love.
人也不会相信有白白的恩典。
We do not believe free grace.
所以我们若是不能够清楚地见证我们所信的神，
If we can't testify clearly the God who we believe，
不能够叫人明白人是怎么样能够成为神的儿女，神所赐给他的儿女是怎样的产业。
If we can't let people understand that how man can become children of God, what kind of inheritance we have?
那人听到我们的讲论，他们是不是心里面满了疑惑呢？
When people hear our narrations, do they have doubts?
在罗马书八章十七节，这是我今天要交通的中心。
Romans chapter 8 verse 17 is the theme of my sharing today.
就是和基督同作后世。
Joint heirs with Christ.
那我们要来思想一下，我们是怎么样成为神的儿女的？
So we will contemplate this together. How did we become children of God?
那作为神的儿女，我们当有怎样的学习？
As the children of God, what lessons should we learn?
那我们都知道，从肉身来说，我们都是亚当的后代。
In flesh, we are all descendants of Adam.
那始祖亚当的生命一代一代的传承下来，都在我们每一个人的里面。
The life of our ancestor Adam was passed down generation by generation. It's in each one of us.
在圣经新约路加福音三章三十八节，讲到耶稣基督的家谱。
In Luke chapter 3 verse 38 talks about the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
三章三十八节。
Chapter 3 verse
38. 追溯到亚一代一代的追溯上去，追溯到亚当的时候，说亚当是神的儿子。
It goes all the way up to Adam. It says Adam the son of God.
那既然亚当是神的儿子，作为亚当的后代，那我们也理当是神的儿女，应该享受神儿子的尊贵的地位。
So now that Adam is the son of God, so as his descendants, we should have been the descendants of God and enjoy this honorable position as sons of God.
但是我们知道，始祖亚当他犯罪，他悖逆神，没有听神的话。
But we know that our ancestor Adam rebelled against God.
他吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
He ate the, from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神早就对他说，你吃的那日必定死。
God told him, in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
亚当肉身在吃的那日没有死，但是他里面的那个灵的生命却是死掉了。
Adam didn't die in flesh after he ate the fruit, but in spirit he died.
当他的灵的生命死掉以后，他的肉身所出的后代就是我们，我们所继承的灵的生命也是死掉的。
After his spiritual life was dead, so all those descendants from his flesh, that is us, the spiritual life we inherited is also dead.
从神是灵，从神的生命所出的生命必定是属灵的生命。
God is spirit, so the life out of God must be the life of spirit.
所以我们从亚当犯罪之后的肉身所出的我们这些人，我们里面就没有神的生命了。
So we as the descendants after Adam sinned in the flesh, we did not have the spiritual life in us.
所以亚当虽然可以被称为神的儿子，
So even Adam can be called the son of God.
但是很可惜的是，这个儿子的生命和地位在亚当那里就已经断掉了。
But actually, the life and the position of this son was cut off at Adam.
亚当犯罪之后，肉身所生的我们这些他的后代就没有神的生命了，不能够再被称为神的儿女。
So all his descendants in flesh after he sinned cannot be called the children of God. So we can't be called the children of God.
但是感谢神，耶稣基督在十字架上，他顺服了父神的旨意，他在十字架上成就了永远的救恩。
Thanks be to God, Jesus Christ obeyed the will of the Father and accomplished this eternal salvation on the cross.
在哥林多前书十五章四十五节说到，他做了末后的亚当，成了叫人活的灵。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45, it says, he has become the last Adam, became a life-giving spirit.
我们这些信主的人, 我们接受了他永远的救恩, 哥林多前书15章45节。
So we who believed and accepted our Lord Jesus as a Savior,
就我们里面就有了神儿子的生命。
We have this life of the Son of God in us.
神儿子的生命是灵的生命, 是基督的性情, 基督的生命是一样的生命。
This life is the same life of Christ.
所以我们今天得到的这个地位是一个尊贵的地位, 我们与基督同为后世。
So we have gained this honorable position. We are joint heirs with Christ.
因为我们里面灵的生命是与基督的生命是一样的。
Because the spiritual life in us is the same life of Christ.
基督要再来, 要在全地作王。
Christ will return and reign over the earth.
我们也要与他一同作王。
And we shall reign together with him.
一个, 年幼的王子, 他要成长为尊贵的君王, 他要经过很多的学习, 他要经过许多的磨练。
A young prince has to learn a lot of lessons and go through lots of trials in order to become a king.
这是罗马书8章17节所说的, 我们与基督一同受苦, 也必与和他一同得荣耀。
That is what it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 17, if indeed we suffer with him, we shall be glorified together with him.
我们既与基督同作后世, 与他要一同得荣耀, 那我们就必定要效法基督的样式, 要经过基督的十字架的道路。
Now that we are the joint heirs with Christ, so we shall be glorified with him, so that we must learn from him and experience the cross of Christ.
所以在罗马书8章12节到17节这里, 我们看到我们与基督同作后世, 我们神的儿女当有的许多重要的学习。
So we see all those important lessons we should learn as the children of God from Romans chapter 12 to 17.
在这里至少有两点,
at least 2 points.
一是不欠肉体的债,
one is not in debt to the flesh.
一是不顺从, 一是要顺从圣灵的引导,
and then follow the lead of the Holy Spirit.
那今天因着时间的缘故, 我就, 重点是在不欠肉体的债。
My point today is not in debt to the flesh.
在罗马书8章12节这里讲到, 我们并不是欠肉体的债去顺从肉体活着。
Romans chapter 8 verse 12 says, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh.
也就是换句话说, 我们若是欠了肉体的债, 我们就会顺从肉体去活着。
In other words, if we are in debt to the flesh, we will live according to the flesh.
那什么是欠肉体的债呢?
What does that mean to be in debt to the flesh?
在这个末后的世代是一个习惯了欠债的时代。
This last generation is a generation used to debt.
世界极尽所能来引诱、来刺激人去超前的消费。
The world relentlessly stimulate and entice people to fulfill the lust of the flesh.
随心所欲活在当下是这个世代的一个潮流，一个风潮。
So the living in the moment and self-indulgence is the trend of this generation.
据统计, 美国信用卡欠债, 平均每个家庭超过了8000美元。
So the average debt of the American debit cards is over $8,000.
Credit card.
It's over $8,000.
联邦政府的欠债, 平摊到我们每一个家庭的身上是接近30万美元。
The federal loan and on average is $300,000 per family.
就是作为每一个美国公民，每一个家庭，你只要是美国的公民，你就已经欠债了30万美元。
That is to say, every American family is already in debt of $300,000.
所以人已经对欠债麻木了，没有感觉了。
People have grown numb to debt.
这不仅仅是在经济上。
Not only economically.
现在人的生活是节奏是越来越快。
The pace of modern life is getting faster and faster.
哦，多少的人因着要去赶工作，疲于奔命，身体疲惫，缺乏睡眠。
How many people scramble for work and fatigue and then deprived of sleep?
还有多少的人为了应酬或者管不住自己的嘴，所以暴饮暴食。
How many people for reasons of social obligations or lack of self-control overeat and over drink?
就是欠了身体健康的债。
And they are in debt to the physical health.
我就好奇，为什么这个世界的人？好像都没有办法能够控制自己，就活在一个欠债的一个可怜的光景的里面。
Why do people in this world live in a poor condition? Live a life in debt?
因为这个世界实在是握在那个恶者的手下，就是魔鬼撒旦。
Because this world lies under the sway of the wicked one, that is the devil Satan.
魔鬼撒旦的诡计就是要让人活在那个欠债的光景的里面。这样子，他用这个世界的欠债来辖制人。
The scheme of Satan is to keep people under the poor condition in debt and to be under the bondage of him.
那在旧约圣经的出埃及记里面，我们看到以色列人他们生活在埃及的时候，他们就活在这样的一个光景的里面。
We see in the Old Testament when the Israelites lived in Egypt, they lived under the same condition.
每一个以色列人，他每天早上一睁眼，他们就欠了法老许多的砖。
Every Israelite, every morning when they open their eyes, they were already in debt to Pharaoh a lot of bricks.
他们要辛苦一天，劳苦一天，他们才能够把这个砖来补上去给法老。
They have to work hard daily in order to pay it back.
晚上回来休息了，第二天早上一睁眼。又欠了法老许多的砖。
After a night of sleep, and then the next day when they opened their eyes again, they were in debt to Pharaoh a lot of bricks.
所以周而复始，法老就是用这样的诡计来辖制以色列民。
Over and over, they Pharaoh and enslaved the Israelites.
这是不是就像我们今天现代人的光景呢
？Isn't that the same situation as a modern man today?
现代人一睁眼，早上起来一睁眼。哦，就有许多的一长串的债在等着他。
A modern man, as soon as he opens his eyes in the morning, there is a long list of debts waiting for him.
有房贷、车贷，有信用卡债，有儿女的这个补习班、兴趣班，有儿女的大学费用，有水费、电费、生活费。
A mortgage, auto loan, credit card, and children's after-school programs and college tuition and water fee, light fee, and living expense.
好，一长串的债，然后赶快爬起来去公司搬砖。
This is a long list of debts. So he rushes to the company to carry the bricks.
在开玩笑说，这个做电脑的是马工，那我们这些做石油的是油工。
So we are all laborers.
所以跟那个当年以色列民他们在那里搬那个砖工，其实也差不多。
We are similar to Israelites who are carrying the bricks.
而且劳苦一天回到家还不得休息。
After the whole day of work, he still can't rest at home.
因为发现孩子们在学校里面学习了一天，回到家里面还很忙啊。
And he's even busier at home.
他这个班那个班，然后父母就要当司机啊，跑这儿跑那。
The parents have to be the driver and take children to various kinds of programs and classes.
哦，现在人实在是太忙了。
The modern man is so busy.
然后睡一晚上，第二天早上一睁眼，哇，又是一大长串的债。
After a night of sleep, and next day he opened his eyes again, a long list of debts awaits him.
日复一日，年复一年。
Day after day, year after year.
哦，难怪现在有好多的人，他们就像当年的以色列人一样感叹啊，命苦啊。
No wonder so many people today they think their life as bitter as the Israelites then.
世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
人的受造本来是为了荣耀神，有一个非常荣耀的属天的目的。
The purpose of the creation of man is to glorify God. It has a purpose of, it has a heavenly purpose.
但是因着犯罪，人不能再荣耀神了。
But because of sin, man can no longer glorify God.
所以实在说来，人是欠了神的债。
So indeed, in truth, man is in debt to God.
但是世人是伏在那恶者，就是魔鬼撒旦的权势的底下，他不认识神。心地是昏暗的。
But the whole world lies under the sway of the devil Satan's power. They do not know God, and their minds are darkened.
魔鬼撒旦他施行诡计，他想要取代神的地位。
The schemes of the devil is to replace God.
所以世人是活在魔鬼撒旦的权势底下，就被魔鬼撒旦所蒙蔽、所辖制啊。
So when the people in the world live under the power of Satan, they are deceived and enslaved by Satan.
所以人明明是欠着神的债，但是人的里面的感觉和他活出来的实际的那个情形，确实好像欠了世界的债。
So even in truth that they are in debt to God, but according to their feelings and the life they lived out.It is as if they are in debt to the world.
因为这个世界是魔鬼撒旦的权势。
Because the whole world lies under the power of the devil Satan.
感谢主，神救我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Thanks be to the Lord. God has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of His Son.
我们这些已经信主的属神的儿女。我们是与众圣徒在光明里同得基业的。
As children of God, we are partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
基督是我们一切的满足，他是我们一切的丰富。
Christ is our provision, he's our satisfaction, he's our rich abundance.
那我们既知道基督是我们一切的供应，是我们一切的满足，我们就不会再被这个。魔鬼撒旦借着世界的需要的来挟制我们，来恐吓我们了。
So now that we know Christ is our all our satisfaction, so the devil Satan can no longer intimidate or enslave us.
我们就不再随从这个世界的风潮，就不再活在世界的辖制的底下。
So that we no longer follow the trend of the world and no longer live under the power of the world.
一个正常的基督徒就不再随从这个世界的原则。
So a normal Christian would no longer follow the principles of the world.
可能你会想，等一等，基督徒难道没有房贷、没有车贷吗？不还贷款吗？不去努力工作吗
？But you may say, wait a minute. Does a Christian does not have to pay mortgage or auto loan?
不错，除了极少数凭着信心，真的是。过那个不欠债的生活的基督徒，我们绝大部分的基督徒在现代社会里面，我们仍然会有房贷。
Yes, other than those very few Christians who faithfully practice a life without debts, most of us Christians living in this modern world, we have to pay our loans.
基督徒仍然要去努力的工作，仍然要在工作上来忠心。
As a Christian, we still need to work hard faithfully.
但是我们看到这个原则是，基督徒不是活在世界的辖制底下。
But the principle is a Christian does not live under the power of the world.
我们一个信主的人，我们工作不是因着我们活在世界的辖制底下，是不是因着我们在世界上的那个需要来不断的来抓住我们。
As a Christian, we work. That's not because it's not because we are in debt to the world. It's not because we are under the bondage of the world.
我们 对一个信主的人来说，工作不是世界的咒诅，工作是神的祝福。
As a Christian, work is not a curse, but it's a blessing from God.
是神在借着工作在我们身上做制作的工作，是有永恒的价值。
It has internal value. It is the work of God, through work.
这好就是好像在古代的奴隶社会，一个自由的人工作和一个奴隶工作，它的性质是完全不一样的。
It's like in a slave society in the ancient times, a free man works and versus a slave works is totally different.
那他们工作的那个目的和果效也是完全不一样的。
And the purpose and the results of their works are completely different.
我们信主的人，我们是自由人，我们不活在世界的。的辖制底下。
Christians are free men. We are no longer live in bondage of the world.
不随从世界的风潮。
We do not follow the trend of the world.
我们不被从魔鬼撒旦而来的世界的邪灵所辖制。
We are no longer in bondage of the evil spirit from the devil Satan.
求主赐给我们信主的弟兄姊妹，我们有智慧，知道我们的工作。实在是神的祝福，而不是世界的辖制。
May God grant us wisdom so that we know that our work is not the bondage of the world; it's the blessing of God.
所以我们在工作里面，我们有从上头而来的智慧。
So that we have the heavenly wisdom at work.
我们知道什么当做，什么不当做。
But we know what to do and what not to do.
那当回到罗马书八章十二节。
We go back to Romans chapter 8, verse 12.
在这里，我们确实也是看到，虽然一个基督徒不再欠世界的债啊。
We see, although a Christian is no longer in debt to the world.
但是，当我们信主的人，我们灵里面有了软弱，我们和主的关系有了间隔的时候。
But when we are weak in the spirit, when we have some barriers in between us and the world and the Lord.
那我们里面的那个老我的生命，就是那个老亚当的生命，仍然会出来辖制我们，来让我们受压，好让我们好像活在一个欠肉体的债的那个光景的里面。
So the life of the old self from the old Adam will come out to enslave us. So as if we are in debt to the flesh again.
那在旧约里面，我们看见以色列民他们。离开埃及，他们就不再活在法老的权势底下。
We know in the Old Testament when Israelites left Egypt, they are no longer under the power of Pharaoh.
他们不再欠法老的砖了。
And they were no longer indebted to Pharaoh of bricks.
但是当他们到了旷野里面，他们遇见难处的时候，他们就会抱怨。
But they complained over and over in the wilderness whenever they encounter difficulties.
当他们看到迦南人的高大，他们就会害怕，他们就没有信心进入神的应许之地。
When they saw the giant Canaanites, they would lose faith and they were fearful and they were not willing to enter into the promised land.
因为在这些在埃及出生、在埃及长大的以色列人的里面，那个。埃及的长大的那个肉体啊，还太强了，一有机会就出来辖制他们。
Because those Israelites who were born and grew up in Egypt, inside of them, the old life was very strong. That life will seize opportunities to enslave them.
就只等到这些老旧的这一代人过去，然后新的一代在。旷野里面成长出来的这一代人才能够进入神的应许之地。
Till after all the old generation had passed away in the wilderness, the new generation who grew up in the wilderness was able to enter into the promised land.
今天我们也是这样。
The same with us today.
虽然我们蒙恩得救了，但是在我们里面的那个老亚当的属于肉体的生命还是在那里。
Although we were saved by grace, but the old life from Adam is still there.
当我们从神那里所领受的那个灵的生命有软弱下沉的时候
，when this spiritual life we had from God, when this life is weakened and down,
那个老亚当的肉体的生命就会出来辖制我们，叫我们活在一个好像欠了肉体的债的一个可怜的光景。
The old life from Adam will come out to enslave us, so that we are under the condition as if we are in debt to the flesh.
那我们怎么会陷入一个欠肉体的债的一个光景呢？
How did we fall under the condition of in debt to the flesh?
有许多的软弱可以让我们陷入这样欠肉体的债的可怜的光景。
Many weaknesses can lead us into this condition of in debt to the flesh.
可以举两个例子。
I have two examples.
第一个是虚谎的话。
First is to speak deceitful words.
一个人说虚谎的话就很像欠债。
Speaking deceitful words are like getting in debt.
一个人欠债的话，欠债会有利息，然后利息会加到那个债务上面。
If the debt is not paid, interest will accrue, and which will be added to the debt.
然后利滚利，这个债务就越滚越大。
And then the debt will keep snowballing.
就好像那个雪球越滚越大，直到最后滚不下去崩溃了。
It will keep snowballing until finally it collapses in the end.
这个说虚谎的话也是像这样。
It's the same with speaking deceitful words.
当人说了第一个谎言的时候，就需要用第二个谎言去遮盖。
When one tells a first lie, he needs a second lie to cover.
然后需要第三个谎言去遮盖第二个谎言。
And he needs a third lie to cover the second lie.
然后一直这样循环下去，直到谎言没有办法再遮盖下去。
It goes on and on until it can no longer be covered.
信用崩溃，良心受亏损。
His credibility collapses and his conscience defiled.
所以我们属神的儿女，我们要警醒，不要说虚谎、不切实的话。
So as children of God, we shall be wary of our words. Do not speak deceitful words.
免得我们良心受亏损，给仇敌留地步。
Lest our conscience be defiled, accused by the enemy.
欠肉体的债，给仇敌大蛇亵渎的机会。
So that we when lest we are in debt to the flesh and give the enemy the opportunity of accusation.
然后第二个是为明天忧虑。
Second example is to worry about tomorrow.
人是不会为过去忧虑的，人可能会为过去后悔，但是不会为过去忧虑。
Man will not worry about yesterday, and he can be regret of yesterday, but he cannot be worried.
人只会为将来而忧虑。
One can only worry about tomorrow.
这个其实也很像欠债。
It is very much like in debt.
我们过去已经付的那个不叫债，已经付清了，不是债。
The debt that was paid is not debt anymore.
一个人欠债是因为他明天或者将来的某个时候他有需要还的。
Who has debt is because he has to pay in the future.
将来需要还的那才叫做债。
The debt who needs to be paid in the future, that is called debt.
我们基督徒，我们一天的难处一天当就够了。
For the children of God, sufficient for the day is its own evil.
就好像我们每天要还的，我们每天都还了。
It's just like what needs to be paid every day is already paid.
是没有将来要欠的债的。
There is no debt in the future.
为明天忧虑，就好像明明是没有将来要还的债啊。
Worry about tomorrow is like although there is no debt.
却偏偏要把将来要还的放在自己的身上，于是就欠了债了。
Although there's no debt, one still wants to carry the debt on himself. It is like getting into debt.
所以你为明天忧虑，你忧虑的越多，你欠的债就越多。
So the more you worry about tomorrow, the more debt you have.
所以我相信没有人喜欢欠债。
So I believe no one likes to be in debt.
如果你不想欠债的话，就不要为明天忧虑。
If you do not want to be in debt.Do not worry about tomorrow.
然后我们现在来看，怎么样对付欠肉体的债的光景呢
？So how can we deal with this condition of in debt to the flesh?
在旧约利未记25章25节，那里我们看见有一个解决欠债的那个情形的一个图画。
In the Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 25, it depicts a picture of how to resolve this problem.
那里说到神的律法，就你的兄弟若渐渐贫乏，卖了几分地产，他自尽的亲属就要来把弟兄所卖的赎回。
If one of your brethren becomes poor and has sold some of his possession, and if his redeeming relative comes to redeem it, then he may redeem what his brother sold.
神的儿女在神所赐的蒙福的产业上，怎么会变得渐渐的贫乏了呢？
How can the children of God become poor when they have this inheritance from God?
Blessed
inheritance from God.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible tells us clearly.
在申命记28章15节和38节，我们不用翻到那里，我们还是就是放在利未记25章25节。然后我给大家念，就是申命记28章15节和第38节，这里说到。你若不听从耶和华你神的话，不谨守遵行他一切诫律，然后38节，你带到田间的种子虽多，收进来的却少，因为被蝗虫吃了。
In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15 and 38, it says, If you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today,And verse 38, you shall carry much seed out to the field, but gather little in, for the locusts shall consume it.
以色列神的名，他们若是不肯谨守遵行神的话，悖逆神。
When the Israelites disobeyed God and did not follow His word,
他们远离神的话，那神的祝福也会渐渐地远离他们。
When they drift away from God, and the blessing of God will drift away from them.
那外面的表现就是他们在神所赐的蒙福的产业上却渐渐地贫乏了。
So outwardly, they became gradually poor.
到一个地步，他不得不把神所赐的产业卖掉，陷入一个欠债的可怜的光景。
To a point, they had to sell this inheritance, blessed inheritance from God, and fall into the poor condition of in debt.
那解决的方法是什么呢？
What is the solution?
那根据神的定规，就是要有一个自尽的亲属来帮他把这个产业再赎回来。
According to the law, the law, and there has to be a redeeming relative to redeem his possession.
所以根据神的定规，这个能够赎回他的产业的这个自尽的亲属。
According to the law, this redeeming relative.
对，他不仅要有能力，他还要有资格。
This redeeming relative has to have the capacity and quality.
还要能够来赎回那个。卖出去的产业
，so that he can redeem this possession sold out.
他要是自尽的亲属，可以去赎回。
That is this redeeming relative who can redeem this.
那我们看到利未记25章25节这里神的定规，我们再来对比罗马书8章17节，那我们就很清楚了。
It is very clear when we read Leviticus chapter 25, verse 5, and Romans chapter 8, verse 17 parallel.
罗马书八章十七节这里说到，耶稣基督就是我们的，是耶稣基督和我们是，我们与耶稣基督是同为后嗣的，所以耶稣基督就是我们那自尽的亲属。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 17, it says, "We are the joint heirs with Christ." So Christ is the redeeming relative of us.
基督有测不透的丰富。
Christ has the unsearchable richness.
他可以，他有完全的能力，可以把我们从一切的亏欠里面救赎出来。
He has the power to redeem us from all the debt.
但是光是有能力还是不够的。
But it's not enough to just have a power, the capacity.
因为根据神的定规，不仅要有能力，还要有资格。
According to the law, not only does he have to have capacity, he also needs to have quality.
或者说，我们要得到那个资格。
In other words, we shall obtain this quality.
感谢主，今天我们蒙恩得救的儿女，我们都是与基督同坐后嗣的。基督是我们那个至近的亲属。
Thanks be to God. Today we are the joint heirs with Christ. Christ is our close redeeming relative.
基督他有能力，他也愿意，他也有资格来救赎我们。
Christ has the capacity and he is willing and he has the quality to redeem us.
他可以把我们从一切的亏欠的里面，从那个欠债的可怜的光景的里面救赎出来。
He can deliver us from the poor condition in debt.
那耶稣基督在十字架上流血舍命，他把我们从律法的咒诅底下释放了出来。
Jesus Christ gave his life and shed his blood on the cross and delivered us from the curse of the law.
凡在基督里的就不再定罪了。
So those are in Christ is no longer under condemnation.
我们这些蒙恩得救的人，我们已经不活在那个死和律法的罪和死的律的底下。
So we who are saved by grace will no longer live under the law of sin and death.
这是罗马书八章里面我们所看到的神给我们的应许。
So this is the promise we see in Romans chapter 8.
是宝贵的应许。
It's a precious promise.
但是耶稣基督的救赎不仅仅是到十字架为止。
But the salvation of Jesus Christ did not stop at the cross.
他拯救的工作乃是伴随我们一生之久。
The work of his salvation lasts for our lifetime.
今天我们这些蒙恩得救的人，我们是跟随基督走一条属天的道路。
So today we who are saved by grace, we follow Christ on this heavenly path.
是通向生命丰盛的道路，但是是窄路。
This is a narrow way leading to the abundance of life.
所以我们走这条道窄路的时候，我们难免会有信心软弱，会有疲倦、冷淡、退后的时候。
On this narrow path, it is inevitable that our faith will become weak and we grow cold and want to draw back.
我们甚至会有失败、跌倒的时候。
We can even fail or fall.
我们灵里的生命软弱的时候。软弱下沉了，就好像当年的以色列民在神所赐的那个土地上，他们渐渐的贫乏。
When our inner spiritual life is weakened, it's just like those Israelites, in their possession, they gradually became poor.
我们灵里的生命渐渐的贫乏的时候，我们就会失去那个属灵产业的丰富。
When our inner spirit life gradually becomes poor, we will lose the abundance of the spiritual inheritance.
我们就可能会陷入欠肉体的债的那个可怜的光景。
We may fall into the condition that is in debt to the flesh.
感谢主，我们今天是与基督同坐后嗣的。
Thanks be to the Lord. Today we are the joint heirs with Christ.
基督是我们至亲的亲属。
Christ is our close relative.
我们什么时候转向主？
Whenever we return to Him.
基督拯救的膀臂就临到我们。
His arm of salvation will come to us.
他就把我们从那个欠债的那个可怜的光景里面救赎出来，他把我们放回到他所赐给我们的那个属灵丰盛的产业的里面。
He will deliver us from the poor condition that is in debt and lead us back into the abundance of the spiritual inheritance.
那我们来思想，耶稣基督宝贵的救赎如何叫我们脱离肉体的捆绑呢？
So we should contemplate that how this precious salvation of Jesus Christ.Delivers from the bondage of the flesh.
它名为奇妙。耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩是神极大的智慧。
His name is wonderful. The salvation Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross is a great wisdom of God.
不仅如此，神在我们身上的那个魂的救赎的工作，叫我们脱离那个肉体的捆绑。
Not only so, the work of salvation of the soul on us to deliver us from this bondage of the flesh.
叫我们活出神儿女该有的那个自由的荣耀。
To live out this glory of the freedom of the children of God.
这更加是神丰盛的智慧。
This is indeed the rich wisdom of God.
那罗马书八章十二到十七节这里就告诉我们神在他的儿女身上的那个奇妙的作为。
So in the Romans chapter 8 verse 12 and 13 it tells us the marvelous work of God on his children.
那至少有两点我可以跟弟兄姊妹们分享。
I have at least two points to share.
那第一点是必要死。
The first point is we have to die.
在罗马书八章十三节这里说到对不起我的眼睛有点不太好。你们若顺从肉体活着必要死。
Chapter 8 verse 13 If you live according to the flesh you will die.
那不欠肉体的债我们所第一个要认识要经历的就是天然人的肉体必要死。
Not indebted to the flesh. The first thing we shall experience is that this old life shall die.
因为从亚当那里所继承来的那个天然人的生命，他的天然的反应就是要顺从肉体而活。
This natural old life inherited from Adam, the natural response is to live.
那神在他的儿女们身上的工作就是必要死。
But the work from God on his children is that this life must die.
那请原谅我分享一个我自己的经历。
Forgive me to share one of my experience.
在好几年前，这是在COVID 之前了。
Some times ago before COVID.
那我在公司里面做了一个项目，然后被安排给公司的高层做报告，就 presentation。
I was asked to give a presentation to the executives of the company after I finished the project.
像我这样做技术的，能够到高层面前去做报告，这机会难得。
As a technician, I do not have many opportunities to give presentation to the executives.
所以我就非常尽心的在那里准备了很多的 slide.
So I carefully meticulously prepared many slides.
然后我心里面其实还有一个小算盘。
Actually, I also had some calculation.
因为在那几年，如果大家那几年在休斯顿熟悉石油行业的话，那几年石油行业是一直都非常的不景气。
If you know something about the oil industry, those years were the depression time of depression for the oil industry.
石油行业有很多的公司有裁员，包括我们公司之前也在那之前的一年也有裁员。
Many job cuts in the oil industry and including my company.
然后我算计了一下，我觉得到那年年底，公司恐怕还有裁员。
I estimated and then I predict that.At the end of that year, my company will have a job cut.
所以我就在想，我把这个项目我要展示的尽量的好，然后让公司的这个叫什么 VP 这个副总裁还有那些经理，他们都能记住我。
So I thought to myself, I need to prepare this presentation well, so the VP and all those managers can be impressed by me.
然后到年底裁员的时候呢，也许他们就不会裁我了。
So at the end of the year, when there are job cuts, I may be off the hook.
所以我带着这个小算盘，我就不断的在想，那我的那个报告是礼拜一的一大清早。
So my presentation was set for early in the morning on Monday.
所以那个前面那个周末，我就 不断的在想怎么样改进我的报告，怎么样能够叫什么 catch the eyes， 就是抓住他们的眼球。
So the weekend prior to that, I kept thinking about the presentation, how to catch their eyes with my presentation.
甚至到了主日在聚会里面，我的思绪还停不下来。
Even when I was at church on Sunday, my mind still can't stop.
我有好多很好的这个想法。
I have many good ideas.
所以主日吃完饭以后，我就赶快跑到公司去加班去了。
So after the love feast on Sunday, I rushed directly to the company.
要把我那些想法，赶快实现。
To accomplish my brilliant ideas.
那是我工作那几年第一次去加班，也是我后来工作在这个公司工作这么多年唯一一次加班。
That was the first and that was the first and the only overtime since I've been working there.
然后我到了公司，我刚坐下来把电脑一打开，我就听到嗡的一声。
As soon as I got to the company, I opened up the computer and I heard a voice, heard a sound.
然后是发现是空调停了。
The AC was stopped.
然后那个时候大概是八九月份，还是夏天，很热。
That was summer at the time of August or September.
然后我那个时候的办公室呢，又是一个落地大窗户，那个太阳一射进来，过一会儿那个跟蒸笼一样，好热。
And my office has large windows, so the room temperature quickly rise up.
然后，但是我要坚持做，大汗淋漓的在那敲键盘。
But I held on and I taped the keyboard, sweating profusely.
但是过了一会儿，正在我这个大汗淋漓的敲键盘的时候，突然我的屏幕也嘣一下黑了。
But not long after the screen went black.
然后我发现，还不是光是空调停电，是整栋楼都停电了。
And I found out the whole building was out of light.
还好电梯没停电。
Thankfully the elevator was still on.
然后我就很沮丧的回到了家。
And I went home disappointedly.
然后回到家，我思想这件事情。
So I thought about this thing after I got home.
为什么我工作这么多年，难得碰上一次停电，我第一次加班就碰上停电了？
There was scarcely been any outage, power outage since I worked there. How come there's one on my first day of overtime?
这难道不是神在提醒我吗？
Isn't this God's reminder?
所以圣灵开启我，让我看到我是与基督同钉十字架了，同死同复活了。
The Holy Spirit illuminated me, so I saw that I have died and risen together with Christ.
我已经向着世界已经死了。
I was dead to the world.
一个已死的人会在乎副总裁怎么看他吗？
Would a dead person care about the impression he gives to the VP?
会在乎到年底被裁员吗？
Would he care about the upcoming layoff?
哦，圣灵一开启，我的心里面就安定了。
And I was relieved after the Holy Spirit eliminated me.
就死就死吧。
And if I perish, I perish.
所以第二天礼拜一大早到了公司，我也没有时间再准备了。
Next day in the morning, I had no time to prepare.
报告是一大早，我跟我们的部门经理就到了会议室，就等公司的高层来。
We went to the meeting room and waited for the executives.
我们在那等了一会儿，然后。
We waited for a while and
then. 大家可能能够猜到，然后后面是什么了。
Someone may have already guessed.
然后我们的副总裁没来，副总裁的秘书来了。
The VP didn't come, but his secretary came.
秘书过来跟我们说：“哎呀，很抱歉，有一个紧急的事务，副总裁和要来参加的会议的那些经理都必须要去参加一个紧急的会议。”
Sorry about that. We have some emergency. The VP and all the manager will have to go for an emergency meeting.
然后我的报告呢就延后了。
So my presentation was postponed.
等候通知。
I just wait for further notification.
这个部门经理也有一点失望，但是我心里面很坦然。
My manager was a little disappointed, but I was relieved.
因为我知道这是出于神的。
I know it is of God.
然后呢，就没有然后了。
But there's no afterwards.
我的报告从夏天等到秋天，从秋天等到冬天啊，没有人再提及了。
My presentation waited from summer to fall, from fall to winter, and winter, and no one mentioned that anymore.
然后我心里面也很平安。
But I felt peace inwardly.
我没再去找人啊，或者问一下经理怎么回事。
I did not ask around anymore.
因为我知道这是出于神的，就死就死了。
I knew it was of God. If I perish, I perish.
我已经死了，我的报告 也一定死了。
I have already died. My presentation will surely die.
然后那一年到了年底，果然如我所料，公司开始裁员了。
At the end of the year, just as I had predicted, my company has a wave of job cuts.
我所在的部门整个都被裁并掉了。
My whole department was cut.
连部门经理都被退休了。
And they, even the department manager was retired.
但是我却成了我们那个小组唯一一个留下来被转到一个新的部门的人。
But I was the only one who left behind, and I was relocated to a new group.
哦，感谢主，神让我学到了一个非常宝贵的功课。
Thank the Lord, I had learned a very precious lesson.
我知道这份工作。无论我是持有还是失去，都是神的怜悯。
I know it is God's mercy, regardless if I keep this job or not.
我已经向着这个世界已经死了，死人是不会挣扎的。
I have already died to the world. A dead man cannot struggle.
挣扎也是没有用的。
There is no use to struggle.
仰望神的怜悯直到永生。
Look to the mercy of God until eternity.
感谢主，向即死。向神就活过来。
Thank the Lord and die to yourself and live to God.
神必要把出人意外的平安放在我们的里面。
God will give us this peace that surpasses knowledge in us.
然后第二点是儿子的灵。
The second point is the son of, is the spirit of the son.
罗马书八章十五节这里说到，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心。
Romans chapter 8 verse 15 it says, For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption.
这里中文翻译是心，但是你听英文的翻译就很清楚了，那里是应该是灵。
Here the Chinese translation of the spirit is heart.
所以我们所受的不是奴仆的灵，乃是儿子的灵。
But we did not receive the spirit of bondage.By the spirit of adoption.
我们所领受的，从神那里所领受的这个灵的生命，是与那个灵是与圣灵是一致的。
This this spirit we have received is the same with the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵和我们里面的灵是同一个灵，就因此就证明我们是出于神的。
The spirit in us is the same spirit of.With the Holy Spirit.
所以，因此就证明我们是神的儿子。
That is to so that it can bear witness that we are sons of God.
一个奴仆如果他是若是他欠了债，他是没有指望的，他会害怕。
When a slave is in debt, he will be afraid.
因为没有人愿意把他从那个欠债的可怜的光景里面救拔出来。
Because no one is willing to deliver him from that condition.
但是作为儿子就完全不一样了。
But it's completely different from as a son.
因为一方面，一个爱自己父亲的儿子是不会轻易的去欠债，让父亲的心担忧的。
On the one hand, a son who truly loves his father will not get into debt carelessly.
另外一方面，这个神儿子的灵在我们里面时时的来提醒我们，来指正我们。
On the other hand, the spirit of the son, moment by moment will remind us in remind us and correct us.
当我们比如说在我们口里面有虚谎的话，不实的话出来的时候。
When we are about to speak some deceitful words.
那圣灵就来提醒我们，来指教我们，叫我们住口。
The Spirit will remind and rebuke us.
回到主的面前。
So that we can stop and come back to the Lord.
并且，儿子若是偶尔被罪恶过犯所胜，失败了。
Furthermore, if a son is overcome by trespasses,
欠了肉体的债，
if he is in debt to the flesh,
那他什么时候愿意回转，回到神的父神的面前？
Whenever he is willing to repent and to return to the Father,
慈爱的天父就乐意也有能力把他从那个欠债的可怜的光景里面救拔出来。
The loving Heavenly Father will deliver him from that poor condition in debt.
当然，我们作为神的儿女，我们在神面前，我们在父神的面前，我们要有一颗敬畏的心。
As children of God, we should have a heart of fear.
神是轻慢不得的。
God is not mocked.
不要随意犯罪。
Do not sin carelessly.
不要轻忽耶稣基督宝贵的救恩。
Do not neglect the precious salvation of Jesus Christ.
你看父赐给我们的是何等的慈爱，叫我们得称为他的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女了。
Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God, and indeed we are.
我们是与基督同坐后嗣的。
We are the joint heirs with Christ.
我们要学习向己死，向神活过来。
We should learn to die to ourselves and to live to God.
神儿子的灵在我们的里面，时时的指教我们，提醒我们，帮助我们。
And the Spirit of the Son of God, correct us and teach us moment by moment in us.
叫我们不要欠肉体的债。
So that we are not in debt to the flesh.
让我们能够活出神儿女自由的荣耀。
So that we can live out this glory of the freedom as the children of God.
然后有那一天，那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要带许多的儿子进到荣耀里。
So that in that day, He for whom are all things and by whom are all things will bring many sons into glory.
当那一天，但愿你我都在其中。
In that day, may you and me are all in the midst.
我们低头有点祷告。
Have another word of prayer.
哦，慈爱的天父，感谢你，你在你的儿女们身上的救恩是何等的奇妙。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. What marvelous salvation work you have on your children.
你的全备的救恩临到了我这不配的罪人。
This perfect salvation has come up.Onto this unworthy sinner.
救我们脱离了黑暗的权势。
And you have delivered us from the power of darkness.
你把我们迁到你爱子的国里。
And commit us into the kingdom of your beloved son.
哦，当我们软弱、退后、失败、下沉的时候。
And we were weakened and down.
哦，主啊，你用你的慈神爱所来采纳我们。
And you guide us with your loving cord and the band of love.
你像牧人一样来喂养你的儿女。
And you feed your children as a shepherd.
哦，你要把我们带入你永远的荣耀里。
You will bring us into your eternal glory.
我们感谢你在你的儿女们身上的这不变的旨意。
We thank you for this unchanging will you have on your children.
愿圣灵天天来指教我们，来提醒我们。好叫我们为你的名能够走义路。
May this Holy Spirit teach us and guide us every day so that we can walk on this way of righteousness for the sake of your name.
能够跟从你。
So that we may follow you.
仰望你的恩典直到永生。
We look to your mercy until eternity.
谢谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you in Jesus' name.